Welcome to KFIA's Church of the Week radio ministry, where we feature a different pastor's sermon every week. We want to give you a glimpse inside the doors of our region's churches to hear pastors share God's Word. Our prayer is that this week's pastor's message transforms your heart. We at KFIA are grateful for the kingdom work to bless our communities and world. To find out more about our featured pastor and church, go to KFIA.com and look for Church of the Week under the Ministries tab. Now, here's our KFIA Church of the Week pastor.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Daly, and I'm associate producer for the movie Who Will Remember? And I'm also Barbara Regent's sister-in-law. And I'd like everyone to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Mariana Gavorkian. I am the outreach coordinator of the Armenian Language Arts School here in Sacramento.
Hi, I'm Barbara Eresian. I am co-writer on the short film Who Will Remember? And I am also a Sierra College math professor.
I'm Max Friedman, director of the movie Who Will Remember? Short film, and co-writer and co-producer.
And today we're going to talk about why we're remembering the Armenian Genocide, April 24th. It's the Remembrance Day. And I'm going to have Mariana explain to us the importance of that day and the events that are taking place around Sacramento.
Yes, thank you. April 24th is one of the biggest days in the Armenian community and the people of Armenia in the entire world. It is the day of commemoration of 1.5 million Armenians killed in the 1915 genocide as part of the premeditated and pre-planned extermination by the Ottoman Empire in Turkey. For the last 103 years, we have been commemorating this day and bringing awareness and recognition in the entire world to ultimately recognize the date as genocide, because till this day, Turkey is denying the events of the genocide, as many other countries. But we have been successfully able to bring that awareness to 29 countries and 48 states in the United States, which are all recognizing the Armenian genocide as genocide. In fact, in 1975, the U.S. House of Representatives passed Joint Resolution 148, designating April 24th as a National Day of Remembrance of Man's Inhumanity to Men. The resolution commemorated the victims of genocide, especially those of Armenian ancestry, who succumbed to the genocide perpetrated in 1915. The resolution, however, failed to pass in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee due to President Gerald Ford's strong opposition to what he saw as a threat to the country's strategic alliance with Turkey. So the politics has been involved in all of the years that we have been fighting to bring genocide recognition to the world, but we're continuing to be 11 million Armenians strong and will continue to fight to bring that, the first genocide of 19th century, to the world mankind history.
And what will be happening, what event is going to be happening in Sacramento on April 24th?
So on April 24th, we're going to have a wonderful event in the Capital Christian Center, in the Performing Arts Center. We will have our event starting at 6 o'clock. There will be performances, dancing and singing, and a short film also, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, being all dedicated to the genocide victims and survivors.
Okay, Barb, you want to talk about the film a little bit?
Absolutely. I was, motivated to start writing this film about 4.5 years ago, inspired by stories that my grandmother told me when I was a child about what she had gone through and how she had survived. And every time she told me the story, she always followed up with, "Tell your children, tell your children's children, never forget." And so it is with that intent that I began learning basically to write a screenplay. I am a math teacher, and I took it upon myself to try to tell this story of this genocide and how she survived just to as many people as possible. I find that there's a number of people that are unaware of the genocide, and I feel that if we don't tell this story, it will just continue happening, just these crimes against humanity. And so So it's with that passion, I just feel that if she could survive that genocide and live and prosper, then I can certainly persevere and just try to tell the story through making this movie.
And Max is our director. And Max, how did you get interested in this project?
Barbara came to a film show in L.A. and presented it to me, and I instantly was hooked, as they say, and been working on it ever since. As a Jewish person, we are pretty much aware of genocide and Holocaust-related circumstances in our lives. So it resonated that way, and in so many respects, this thing that happened in 1915 has a chance, which is horrifying to me, of being just totally forgotten by history.
Right.
That's a crime by itself.
Yes, it is. So, Barb, can you talk a little bit more about the film itself? You made us a 20-minute short that's going to be shown on April 24th.
So the process of making a feature film is quite expensive. So Max and I together decided to make a short film, which we filmed locally here in the Roseville area. The actors were also local. A couple came up from Los Angeles. And the premise of the movie is, in a way, like a Schindler's List. It's a very serious story about the genocide, but told from the perspective of my grandmother. So the genocide told from the perspective of a young girl and how she survived and was able to keep her brother alive through these horrifying events. The idea of the film is to reach as many people as possible, to spread awareness, to educate people about the event.
Okay, and then on the 24th, we have two events happening, one at Sierra College and one at Capital Christian Center. Mm-hmm. And the film's going to be shown, the 20-minute film, and then there's going to be a panel discussion afterwards. Mm-hmm. So who's going to be on the panel?
So we'll have the five actors there. We'll have the cinematographer, the director, the writers. People will be able to ask us questions if they're interested in the project, becoming involved in the project, or how we created the project, what we hope to accomplish with the project. I would also like to say that I feel really honored and privileged to be able to show this film at this very meaningful remembrance event put on by the Armenian community in this area. This is an annual event that they host, showing lots of, you know, traditional song and dance and prayer, and it's a really beautiful way that the community remembers all of those who survived and all of those who died. And I just feel really honored and appreciative that I have been welcomed into this event.
Yeah, you have a lot of support from the Armenian community here.
We're very lucky to have people like Barbara and also like Max who are continuing to support us in essentially our pursuit to bring this recognition into the community of Sacramento and also outside of Sacramento. So we were definitely honored to have her as part of our event, which, like Barbara mentioned, happens on an annual basis, not just in Sacramento, but all over the world where there are Armenians.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get involved with either the supporting the movie or the Capital Christian Center, Armenian Language Art School, how do they do that?
So to get involved with the Armenian Language Art School program, we have our Facebook profile, which is available on, of course, Facebook under Armenian Language Arts name. We also have a website, armenianlanguagearts.com. You'd find all the information about the genocide and the Armenian culture on both. And, of course, I'll let Barbara speak of the movie.
We have a website called whowillremembermovie.com, and we have a lot of the biographies, and we have a trailer there that folks can watch. And there's information about the genocide, the project. Anybody that wants to learn more about us or contact us, that would be a great way to find more about the project, whowillrememberamovie.com.
You want to say anything else, Max?
The program of the event and the movie itself are like devotions. They're this kind of like a work of consecration. And if you have a feeling for global, universal human rights, this is a very meaningful and important story that we have told, and we don't pull any punches. We just come right out and show what happened in the beginning of the entire thing. So I would encourage people, if they have the kind of, I don't know, the drive to learn more, that this is a good place to start, very good place to start.
It's quite an intense film, yet it has this love story in it and family love, how, you know, how your grandmother actually kept her brother alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was really by the grace of God that she was able to do that. As she continued to live her life daily, if not hourly, she would always say, "Thank you, Jesus," whether it was for food or for being able to relax and just sit down in a chair. She was always thankful, and I believe that it just, God delivered her through that event with just such grace and protected her. And I always think that, well, if she could survive that event, then possibly I can pursue and make this movie. I've often thought that I'm the least among us to make such a film. I'm not a Hollywood person. I'm a math teacher, actually, and I just feel, I've often said, you know, why me? Why have I been selected to tell such a story? And the question is always answered with, it really doesn't matter. Just follow the calling. And so I just keep going. And I'm really thinking that it's God's grace that protected her through that genocide.
There are three inspirations that I could point to. Her grandmother's storytelling when she was young, and the other inspiration was the current and ongoing endless crises in the Middle East, and oddly enough, Adolf Hitler. And that's pretty hard for me to even utter that as a Jewish person. And the inspiration for the title of the movie comes from a quote of Hitler, who said, "Well, we'll go and invade Poland because nobody's going to remember what happened to the Armenians." And that's kind of the mindset of the people who deny that it happened. And I'm very much aware of how Holocaust denial almost killed my mother. I mean, it was just anathema to her. So, anyway.
Thanks. I'm just really impressed that Barb, who is a math teacher, decided to make this film with Max. A lot of people say, you know, I'm going to write a book someday, or I'm going to, you know, write a screenplay, or, and they never do anything. They just say they're going to do it. I would be one of them. but to have the drive and the passion and the discipline to do it, to actually sit down and do it, write it, edit it, ask for help, get help from professionals, and then to actually film the movie, even though it's only 20 minutes, we're hoping that someday it can become a feature-length film. So this is just the beginning, really, of you know, mm-hmm. what we want to do in the future.
That's right. It has really been a passion project. I do remember early on, after I had worked for a very long time, I spoke with somebody that I respect, and he said to me, well, the chances are slim to none that you're going to make this movie, and none just walked out of the room. And I was always kind of keep that in mind, because there are lots of obstacles along the way, but we just keep going. And we find support, like through this His House Ministries and Pastor Armand Vanyan, and how supportive he's been in the whole Armenian community, and how he blessed this project and my family, and how that seems to have just made, I don't know, doors open and windows fly open, and it's just giving us more opportunity and connecting with more wonderful, supportive people. And we're just really trying to support, you know, just bring awareness to this genocide. Just like my grandmother implored me, you know, please, please never forget. And I worry that the words that she told me, as time passes and my generation, you know, fades, it's just important to remember this story.
It just speaks, when I hear Barbara say all these words, someone talked about, you can't produce the film. It just reminds me again how strong Armenians are. And it just shows yet again that she has that Armenian blood flowing in her. She may not be the first generation Armenian, but she is Armenian. And one of our very popular poets says, you put two Armenians anywhere and see if we will not rebuild Armenia. And it just goes through to say the resilience and the strength that we have will never die. You can't kill us. And we'll just, in fact, become even stronger and more powerful. And to reflect on what Max had mentioned about the Holocaust, and the minute we found out he was Jewish, it almost connected us immediately, because we knew there's an unspoken connection when it comes to the people or the generations who come from those kinds of, the kind of past that we have and we share. The difference being is that Germany did take responsibility, and mm-hmm. Turkey yet is to take that responsibility. And denial, not just by Turkey, but the other countries, is, to me, equivalent to essentially supporting genocides to continue to happen. It's an evil twin.
Mm-hmm. So, for us, the word can't is the new word for yes.
Absolutely.
Good point. Yeah. Okay, does anybody want to wrap it up with anything?
So I think it's probably very evident that we're incredibly passionate. We all come from three different backgrounds. Myself, I was born in Armenia, and I've been here for the last 20 years. And so to hear Barbara speak, and also to Max speak, we're incredibly passionate about this project, not only for the film to turn into a feature film, but overall the Armenian Genocide and a day of the Armenian Genocide remembrance. So we strongly suggest people who haven't heard or even heard about the genocide of Armenia to come to the event, really partake in what we are going to show is a history of the mankind. It's not just the Armenian. You will live through facts and representations of what happened, not just on 1915, but the events leading up to 1915 and beyond. So it'll be an incredible evening.
Thank you, Mariana.
I think that we could use the support of famous Armenians to begin with, and other citizens of the world that are passionate and know how important human rights are everywhere on the planet. And we've been told to maybe go after the Kardashians or a relative of the Kardashians, a politician, and one of the state senators from California is going to be coming to the event on the 24th. That kind of thing is always really very helpful to know. So if you're interested, get involved. Don't say you can't. That usually says I won't.
Yeah, does anyone talk about the T-shirts that there's going to be money raised to support an Armenian orphanage? So
yes. Yeah, so you know, part of the genocide, it's not, we don't just have an event, a night commemorating, but we always have, almost every Armenian expects something, like a t-shirt. So t-shirts have been created. There are available on ArmenianLanguageArts.com website as well as on Facebook. And the proceeds of the t-shirt will not only support the orphanage in Armenia, but it'll also go towards supporting the short film that Barbara and Max produced. So we're doing what we can, and we again encourage all the people listening to this is to purchase in support of that, and yeah, come to the event. We'd love to see everyone there.
You can also purchase the t-shirts at the event too, right?
Correct. You can also purchase them there.
Okay. And if anyone's interested in supporting the effort to make a feature film from our short film, they should just try to contact us through our website, whowillrememberMovie.com.
WhowillrememberMovie.com. And what was the other website, Mariana?
ArmenianLanguageArts.com.
ArmenianLanguageArts.com. Okay. I think we have a few more minutes. Does anybody want to say anything else?
Well, I would just like to thank everybody for listening and just being open to hearing about the Armenian Genocide. It is always difficult to hear about these events. It's almost like we would rather just turn a blind eye and not pay attention and maybe even somehow wish it would just go away. But I think that a lot of the pain that the Armenian people experience in their hearts and in their souls is that it's difficult to forgive or forget when something has not been acknowledged. And I believe that if we could just acknowledge this event, you know, from the perpetrators from Turkey, that it would be so healthy and build so much peace with so many people. So I just really appreciate everyone listening. I would encourage everybody to go if they're at all interested in learning about the Armenian community. We're the first Christian nation, and I just encourage and thank people for their support.
Anything else, Max?
Yeah, Barbara's grandmother survived against probably odds that you can't even calculate.
Yep.
And Barbara created this movie to pay homage to that. And I really believe that we've accomplished that.
Okay, great.
And I think the ultimate message here, because we are on a Christian channel, is that what Barbara mentioned is that Armenians are the first nation. Armenia was the first nation to recognize Christianity. And the premise behind the genocide was essentially to exterminate Christian from that area. It wasn't just Armenians, it all the other non-Armenians. So it's not about recognition of the genocide and the killing of all the people, but to continue keeping our faith, Christianity, strong in the hearts of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything else, Barb?
Well, I would say that, you know, I've been pursuing this dream of telling this story, my grandmother's story. Maybe I'm trying to tell her dream. It isn't really my story, it's really her story. And I would just encourage, you know, people listening that if they have that passion, just to kind of follow their heart and realize that, you know, lots of obstacles may come their way, but if you keep your faith strong and you surround yourself by people, you know, that support you, that you know, you can accomplish things, even though you might not see the entire journey before you. I do believe that from my experience, you can do great things. So I just encourage people to thank everybody for listening and really just thank everybody.
Thank you guys for all being here. And it's Who Will Remember.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who Will Remember Movie.com. And ArmenianLanguageArts.com.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KFIA's Church of the Week radio ministry, where we highlight a different church each week. To find more about this pastor and his church, go to KFIA.com and look for Church of the Week under the Ministries tab. You can also learn about this week's church on KFIA's Facebook page. including service times, location, and church website information. Join us in thanking them for their service to our region.